We're on Yud Tesomid Beis, Gemara. Ketani Reisha, Beishamay Omrim Nozer Shloshim Yom, Beisil Omrim Nozer Betchila. Somebody made a Nazirus in Chutz Laretz, so when they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham gave a Knas that they have to either, according to Beisil, repeat their entire Nazirus, however long it was, and Beishamay says they have to keep a Nazirus of another 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Lema b'hom kemitul bei the Beishamay savri eretz or amishim gusha gazru aleha ubeis hillel savri mishum avira gazru aleha." Machlokes the chachamor were gozer tuma and chutz laretz. So there's a machlokes whether it's the tuma was only on the ground and or it was on the air also. And the, what's it called, if you don't come in contact with the ground, being in the air is like being in a oval of tumah. So, Beishamai says that the tumah is a lesser tumah. And therefore, there only were goes for 30 days. And Beishilah holds the tumah was a greater tumah, even on the avir, and therefore, what's it called, you have to repeat the whole Naziris. So that was how strong the knas was, because how strong the tumah was. Let's see the Rivan. Lema b'hokim iflig the shami savri mishum gusha gazru the lo mishum avira v'havi klisha tumasa the tumah is a lesser tumah mishum hachi sogi labishloshim yom. That's why the knas was less of a knas. You only have to keep 30 days of nazirus. Beisil savri mishum avira gazru v'chamira tumasa the tumah is more chomer mishum hachi tzricha that havi kevatchila. Therefore, the knas was a greater knas. The verse is low. The kulei alma mishum gusha gazru. The tuma is a lesser tuma. Gazru aleu. Beishamay savri b'stam naziris kanisna. The machlo is only what kind of knas do we give? What Beishamay holds that we give you knas to have an extra stam naziris. Beisil savri ki kanisna betchilas naziris. We give you a knas to repeat the entire naziris. That's also machlokus. What? How much the knas is? But it's not based on how much the tuma is. Rivan lo de kule al mishum gusha gazu de kila tuma the haid the amru lo de tehadil and zirusa knasa bi almahu de kansua. Okay. Maisa bi hilni amalka. So it says that hilni amalka made a neder to be a nazira 7 years, and then she what's it called came to Eretz Yisrael. They made another 7 years, and then she became tamei, and they had to keep another 7 years. Iboyelahu kishenit meis valiba de beishamei when she came to Eretz Yisrael. So the reason she had to keep another 7 years because she became Tomei at the end of that Naziris. So that's why she had to keep another 7 years. Right? Oh, Dilma Bishalonit Mesali Basil. And then even Beishamai says that she has to repeat her entire Naziris. That's the halach of a person, a Nazir becomes Tomei. Or no, it's talking where she didn't become Tomei, and it's Alta Knas that she had to repeat her entire Naziris, and that only goes according to Basil. Toshma also the Oretz the Horua Beis Hillel Shtei Nazira Od Sheva Shonim Acheros. The Brisa says Beferish that she didn't become Tomei. She came to Eretz Yisrael and Beis Hillel told her she has to keep another 7 years Naziris. The Yisokadayit the Shenit Meis Valiba de Beis Shammai. If you hold that if she became Tomei and it's according to Beis Shammai, Ihachi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lohaisa Nazira El Yud Dalet Shana Yud Dalet Shana Shloshim Yomi Boilei. According to Beishamai, she needed at least another 30 days. She needed another 7 years to make up for her Iker Naziris because she was Tamei, and another 30 days of Siknas. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, the Omer Kroz, Zos Torah Sanazir, HaTorah Omer, Ki Nitma, B'yom Malos, Tainlo Torah Sanazir. A person becomes Tamei, B'yom Malos, he needs an extra 30 days only of Naziris, and that was the Indian of Beishamai, that what's it called, you need another 30 days. So therefore, it can't be talking that she became Tomei, because she would need 7 years plus another 30 days. Right? Kamash Malon, then she didn't become Tomei, and this whole thing was like a Beishilo. Iboyelahu. Hodon Rabbi Yehuda, Lohais and Nazira Ela Yudalin. Bisha Nitmeis Ka'amar, Faliba de Beishamai, Diksha also Laorets, Lohaisa also Lamed Yom Ke Beishamai, Nitmeis Betumas Meis, Vesosra Sakol, Vosso Zain Shonam Achem Kvatchilo. What happened was, if you hold Beis Shammai, she came to Eretz Yisrael, continued her Naziris for 30 days, and became Tomei in the middle. So now she has to be Tomei, not only, it's not just a 30-day Naziris, it's an extension of the first one. So now she has to go back and become, what's it called, a Nazira for 7 years also, even according to Beis Shammai. Because this 30 days is already considered an extension of the 7 years. Odil Mashalonit Mes. Ella Bishvil Shabos Ma'aretz Ha'amim Va'osel Eretz Yisrael Also Zayin Shon Kvitchila Alibes Hil. Or Meshim Kavtame. And the reason that Hilni Amalka had to keep another 7 years, because Beis Hillel was the one who told her to do that. And Meli have to keep 7 years. Toshma also Laoretz V'Yisol Kadaitech V'Yisol Kadaitech Shanit Mes Alibes Beishamei Hihachi Yudal Shon V'Lamed Yomi Boyalei. She needed 14 years plus 30 days, because it's talking where she had that extra 30-day Naziris. Shari b'soch lamed nitmeis v'sos v'kol shema freya zayin shana v'lamed yom. Since this is an extension of her original Naziris, it's not a new thing. Beishamai says she has to extend her Naziris another 30 days. If she came tamei within those 30 days, it sos her everything, including the original Naziris. So it's 7 years plus 30 days. And tev zayin shana v'lamed yom hayola limnos tachteyim. Element low tani hachi ela yud dalin shana shema minod below nitmeis talking when she wasn't become tame, and the 7 years was just takana knas a base hillo that she has to repeat her naziris. My Rabbi Yehuda I'll leave the base hillo. Okay, inyan acher, or there's another way of learning this. Iboy elohu hadam Rabbi Yehuda lo heisen nazir ela yud dalin shana kishe nitmeis od tuma acheres besof shiva rishonim avalo yom melos. Right, she became tame in the midst of the 7 years, but not on the end of it. She had 1 or 2 days left, and she became Tameh, then it sows her the entire 7 years. And at the end of the 7 years, she came to Eretz Israel, and she started counting a new 7 years. Because the Tumah was Soser the entire, first 7 years. The Divrei Yaakov, Donitmes, Har Yud Dal Shava, so she needed 14 years. Ulahachi Lo Amri Beishami Ditzricha Limnos Lamed Yom Ba'aretz Dasagi Labosan Zayin Shonim Shimon Ba'aretz. Even Beishami would agree in that case that she wouldn't have to have an extra 30 days, because the 7 years takes the place of the 30 days. That's for sure enough. Toshma, but if she didn't become Tamei, then Beishami would hold she needs 30 days, and Beisil would hold she needs an extra 7 years. Toshma also Loris Visokadash Nitmes Ali Shamai the Nitmes Misov Zain Rishonim. The cause of a Nitmes Misof Yudal and Kidomer Tanakama, she became Tame after 7. And then she became Tame again after the other 7, right? Like the Tanakama hole she needed 21 years. Ihochi Yudal and Shonov Alabin Yomi Boyale Lurab Yehuda, the Maimar. He should have said 14 years and 30 days. The Kiva the Nitmes Misof Yudal and the Yom Malos Hoysa. It's talking where she became Tomei in the end of the 14 years. She'd have to count another 30 days, not another 7 years. So it's true she wouldn't need 21 years according to Rabbi Yehuda, but at least she needs 14 years and 30 days. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Rabbi Yehuda Islay the Chinitmes Biyom Malos Mondelamid. The kiven the svar lehachi vadi hodam Yehuda lo haisa nazira liyudal shana b'shalom nitmeis. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're tamei beyom melos, you need 30 days. Right, you have another 30 days of naziris. Right, it's a special halacha. So what's it called? And therefore, it should have been 14 years and 30 days if she became tamei. Kamash Malan, she didn't be Gatanakamad, Svirler Behuda, Lo Nitmes Klau, Elisov Shevashonim, also Laoritz, Vaharua, Shatena Zero, Shevashonim. So it's not talking where she became Tameh, she just came to Eretz Israel, and Beisil told her she has to keep another 7 years in the Zeros as a Knas. Veloshon Azer, Don, Revelator, Yitzchak, Halevi, Lefi Rabbeinu, Vekibla. Okay. Next Mishnah. Misha Hayushte Kite Eidem, Maidis also. Two, person made a Neder in the Zeros, he doesn't remember what he said. And he had two Edim who say they heard what he said, and they disagree. Elum Edim Shin Nazar Shtayim. These two Edim say, we heard you say that you're a Nazar for 2 years. The Elum Edim Shin Nazar Chamesh. The other one said, we heard you were Nazar for 5 times. No, not 2 years, two times in the Zeris. And the other one said 5 times in the Zeris. So Beishami Omrim Nechleko Ha'edus, Vein Kan Zeris. We don't know what he is. There's no Naziris over here. Because since the person doesn't want to be Machnas himself, the Sufik, and he doesn't remember what he said, so there's no Naziris at all. Because, what's it called? Because these Eidim are Machish, the other Eidim, so there's no Eidis over here. No. They're both being Mayim, that two Naziris, he was Makabal. They're only arguing on the other three. So we're makabel, they're edos for two. Because according to both of them, whichever one is lying, right, one of them is telling the truth. And legabi two, both of them agree. She nazir shtayim. Two times not naziris. Rashi.
Is this called Beis Hillel as being machmer?
What?
Is this Beis Hillel being machmer over Beis Shammai?
No, because it's a kul also, because you can't bring kul and lazor or whatever. It's not only a kul and kul. Kasachas. Echad omer shtei shonim kibel ala naziris, ve'echad omer chamei shonim. Okay, so Rashi, the Rivan learns not two naziris or three, like we said in the beginning, 2 years or 5 years. Okay. There's no two edim even on 2 years, because these say two and these say five. What's it called? Cancel each other out. They both agree that there's at least 2 years. Give Riakol, Yesh Bechlau Chomesh Tayim. Now we didn't get yet. We'll get to this Gemara. Masnisan Loki Haitana. Our mission is not like this Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochan ben Bruka Omer, Lo Nechleku Beisham Veisil Ashtei Kite Eidem Achas Omer Shtayim Veachas Omer Shchomesh, Sheesh Bechlau Chomesh Tayim. Everybody agrees if it would be two pairs of Eidem against each other, that everybody would agree to what Beis Shammai says in the way we have the Mishnah, that what's it called, Beis Hillel says that that everybody agrees to 2 years if you have two kitei edim. Ama nechleku, that's not the machlokas. Beis Shammai would agree also in that case the guy has to be a nozer for 2 years. Ama nechleku al kas achas, where's only one pair of edim and one of them says two and one says five. There, the shaila is, do we have a bechlal, a pair of edim? Since they both agree on two, is that good or no? Since they're contradicting each other, there's no edus here at all. Echad omer shtayim, ve'echad omer chamesh. Shevay shamay omrim nechleko eduson, uveisel omer yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim. But our Mishnah holds no, even two kitei edim, beishamay would hold is nechleko eduson, that there's no edus over here. And the other Tana, Rabbi Yochan ben Bruka says, that the machlokas is only by one pair where each one contradicts the other, but if it be two pairs, you have two on 2 years, for sure, and therefore, what's it called? He's a nozer for 2 years. You see Rashi. Kasachas, echad omer shtei shonim, kibel olav naziros, ve'echad omer chamei shonim. Shebeshama yom nechloko edus, hol ve'en shon beiz edim al beiz shonim. There's no two edim on 2 years. Because this one's saying five, not two. This one's saying two, and not five. So the each eight cancels out the other eight. Well, Beis Hillel says no. Lamaisa, each one is made that 2 years as he's agrees to. So we accept the eidus and we make one pair of eidim for 2 years. The eish b'chal chomish shtayim v'lo nechlo yudusim. Av v'shnei kite eidim achas omer shtayim v'achas omer chomish divrei akol yesh b'chal chomish shtayim. But if it would be two separate pairs, so you have two saying five and two saying two, everybody would agree, even Beis Shammai, that two is there's two eidim for sure on two of them. Okay. Omer Rav, hakol moldim b'mone. Right, that's only if they say five and two. So then you can say that five includes two. But if it's mona, right? Omer le Rav Chama le Rav Chizda, Maiko Omer. What do you mean? Ilema echad omer chamesh velo shtayim, the echad omer shtayim velo chamesh hamachish yadodi. Right. But if once mona means one says five and not two, I'm sure it was five and not two, not five and could be meant two. Two is included. Right? And the other one said two and not five. Then for sure they're machish. Right? Ela echad omer achas ushtayim. Right? One says one and two. So he's counting. Right? The echad omer sholosh arba chamesh. And the other one said no, three, four, and five. So he agrees to the first two also. He's just adding another 3 years. So then you could say that what's it called? That bamona, that everybody agrees to the first 2 years. Rashi. Omer Rav, hakol moldim b'mone, shenechleku edusim. Everybody agrees if they specify then there's obviously not the same edus. If they say a round number, so then the two is included in the five. But if I'm saying, what's it called, one and two, and the other one says no, three, four, and five, then they're different edus. My kamer ilam of echad amar chamish velo shtayim v'echad amar shtayim velo chamish kshita the nechlekwe dusan. I'm telling you it wasn't five, and you're saying it wasn't two. So then for sure there's two different edus. The hakam machish yadadi. Okay, one said one and two, and the other one said three, four, and five. Ha lomali hashti yeshlomer chamirta omar rav kilta lo omar. Right, what's it called? So the what's it called? Why do you have to say it again? Right, if what's it called? Heichi dahavi beis kitei edim. The achas omer is achas shtayim v'shniya. V'shniya omer is gimel dalet hey. Shaminin leva rab nechlik v'edusan. Why do I have to say this case again? Right, the moment. Right, if we're talking about one aid saying one and two, and one aid saying three, four, and five, not two aidim saying each of these. Right? So that's the cow. Right? That nechlik v'edusan. V'kilta lo havi lechad v'chad. Lo omer de nechlik v'edusan. When it's a case like this, so the way Rivan learns this Gemara is the following. See, the Rav said, what's it called? Rav said everybody agrees by Mona that Nechlik Leidusan. So the question is, what was he talking about? Okay, was he talking about two Kitei Edim Mona? Or one kas aid. Okay? The case of one kas is the cow. That for sure is nechlik leidusa. Because there, everybody agrees there's a machlokus. The two kati aidim, there's a svara that there's no machlokus at all. That even Beishamai agrees that you makayim the two, because at least there's two aidim on those 2 years for sure. Okay? So that's the cow and the chomer. So now the shayla is like this. Hol lama levadimisle. Hashta yesh lomar. Chamir to Omar Rav, heicha dehavu beis kitei edim, where there are two separate kitos. The achas omeris achas shtayim v'shniya. One of the pairs of edim said one and two. The achas v'shniya omeris gimel dalet hey. The second pair said three, four, and five. Shamina leilu Rav nechlik v'yusin. That's what Rav said. Mona, everybody agrees in beis Hillel that they're not the same edus, because this one's saying only one, two. Not two, and the other one's saying five, where you could say that five includes two. Here he's saying dafka, three, four, five, and not two. And the other one's saying one and two, not three, four, and five. So if you're talking about two kitei edim, the kilsa, the lohavi alechad v'chad, lo omer denechlok edusan, right? And what's it called? Where he said it by the chomer, meaning two kitei edim. Even there, every Beis Hillel would hold that the edus is no edus. So the kilta, the lohave lechad, the chad, in the cow case, where everybody, what's it called, agrees as a machlokus, where one says this and one says this, lo omer denechlekwein dusan, right? Pshita the vadi omer. Surely over there he would hold that, what's it called, that nechlekwein dusan. If he holds that when you're mona, nechlekwein dusan, according to Beis Hillel, even with two pairs of witnesses, surely he would hold that when there's only one pair and one says this and one said that, that nechlekwein dusan. Where do we see that Rav said that by two kitei edim, that by Mona the nechlik v'edusan, Maseches Sanhedrin Yushalmis, in the Yushalmi Sanhedrin, Diktani Hasam Lahachmas Nisa Dahacha, over there the what's it called, the Yushalmi brings down our Mishnah Ukshiva Tamon Hachi, and it says like this. Tanin and Tamon, Mishahayu Shtei Kitei Edim, Me'idin Oso. Elam Me'idim Shinozer Shtayim. The Elam Me'idim Shinozer Chamesh. Right? Our Mishnah. Two Kitei Edim. One is made two and one's made at five. Beshame Omrim Nechlek Edusa. The Ein Kanaziris Klau. Ubeshil Omrim Yesh Bechal Chamesh Beis, Shinozer Shtayim. And the Beshil holds no. Everybody's made that two years he is, Makabo. So he's a Nozer for 2 years. The Omer Rav, and on that, in Yerushalmi, Rav said, Bichlau, what's it called, Rab? Bichlau nechleku. Avol bifrat divrei akol nechleku edusa. The machlokus beisham beisil is only if they said it in total sums, 5 and 2. But if they counted out 1 and 2, and the other one said no, 3, 4, and 5, then for sure you can't say, well, 5 includes 2, because they said beferish, they didn't mean 2. Rab Yochanan omer bifrat nechleku. Avol bichlau yesh bichlau chamishtayim. And Rab Yochanan argues that no. The only time that Beishamai holds Nechlikai Dusan is if they count it out, and for sure they're not saying the same thing. But everybody agrees if they said 5 and 2, that 2 is included in 5. Right, Yehengos Rishtayim. Prat, Yigon Sheachas Omeres Achashtayim, Vashni Omeres Gimel Dalet Hei. Klau, Sheachas Omeres Shtayim, Vashni Omeres Chamesh. Okay, so Lamaisa, if we already have Rav saying this, by what's it called? By 2 Kitei Edim, surely by 1 aid and 1 aid he would say it. Why do we need to say it again? So Amri b'marava ein hachosha b'momne. Shem echad omer achas ushtayim. The echad omer sholosh arba v'chomesh ein zu hachosha. The yesh b'chal chomesh shtayim ve'in os ushtayim. In b'marava they say just the opposite. Not that molne is for sure hachosha, because I said 1 and 2 and you said 3, 4, and 5. But just the opposite. If I say 1 and 2 and you say 3, 4, and 5, we're not being machish to each other. You agree to my 1 and 2. You just add another 3, 4, and 5. So therefore, what's it called? Everybody's agreeing to 1 and 2. If I said 5 and you said 2, so we're arguing. I said 5 as a unit and you said 2 as a unit. Two different things. But if I said 1 and 2, 1 year and 2 years, he said. I said, no, 3, 4, and 5 years. Then I'm not arguing on your 1 and 2 years. I'm just adding another 3, 4, and 5. So there's two ways of looking at it. One is that since they specified, it's mamash hachosha say this. I said 3, 4, 5. You said 1 and 2. But if I said the general amount, 5 and 2, then you could say that 5 includes 2. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is no. Since I said 1, 2, and you didn't argue on my 1 and 2, you just added another 3, 4, and 5. That's not called hachosha. That's hosafa. That's what they said in b'marava. So that's the machlokus over here. That whether Rav was coming to tell me that Mona is no Hakasha, everybody agrees with Mona. What does that mean? That everybody agrees with Mona that it's Hakasha, but then if that's the case, we know already Rav said that by 2 Kitei Edim, surely it applied by 1 Kas Edim. But if in Marava it said that when Rav said, Ein Hakasha B'Mona means that it's good Edis, then I have to know that if it's good Edis by 2 and 2, I still don't know if it's good Edis by 1 and 1. So that's why Rav had to say it again, or by 1 and 1. That's the sugya. Right. But in other words, Shaila, but he's saying, but what, he didn't stop at 2, so it could be it's Achosha too. I'm saying, no, you say he stopped at 2, I'm saying he's not. But the other way of looking at it is, no, I'm not arguing on your 2, but I'm just adding another 3. Another 3.